Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I was super fantastic every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making they life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Be patient. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight till the break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Yeah. Know somebody ready, I can hear through the speakers. Yeah. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight till the break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
To start conference recording, press the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Wednesday, Hump Day Wednesday, October 6, 2021. Raven98 here, along with...
Good morning, TNT. It is Wednesday. I guess we're going to get something out of it. I know Walt's going to like it. Don't nobody else like it. So anyway, let's get it started. All right, Ray, what we send out? Anything?
No updates went out.
Okay. Well, that's just because we just got updates yesterday. Just got updates this morning. Got great news all weekend, though, but there's news articles. I know you guys don't like to read, so I didn't send out news articles. But it's a great morning. So, no RV today, though. It's Monday. Nobody scheduled for the bank today, though. Oh, it's Wednesday. It's not Monday. Damn, how time flies. All right. So, nobody was at the bank yesterday. I mean, no appointments. No transactions. Call center is manned. Exchange center is manned. Were bank meetings yesterday, phone calls. There was information from, well, I'm not going to say information, because it was, they did have meetings with some of our market people yesterday who were informed of some things. Iraq is excited. Sunday was their Independence Day. They had fireworks, celebrations. They were told they are now a fully sovereign nation. They are international. They meet international standards. Jordan, to a couple other countries, I can't think. They were letting exports go across, trucks go across. Other than that, all borders in Iraq were closed and are closed even today. Everybody and their grandmama has been talking about how it's time to do the exchange. Okay? Change it back to what it was, or to make it current to meet international standards. There's all kinds of things out there. The best one, though, in case you guys didn't know it, Iraq put out information yesterday saying that they have the highest reserves ever in the history of Iraq. Now, what can that mean to us? Last November, they said their reserves were $90 billion. $90 billion before they changed the rate. And their reserves went down to $50 billion. In June, they said their reserves were $62 billion, and they couldn't do the exchange for the RV until their reserves reached at least $80 billion. You guys remember all that? I remember it because I told it to you, and I told it to you again about a month ago. I'm telling it to you today because Tish even went back and got the article, and so I could read it again. To make sure that's exactly what it said. We'll be ready to do the exchange when the reserves reach $80 billion. Yesterday, they're saying their reserves are the highest ever in the history of Iraq. Would that be safe to say is $80 billion if it's the highest ever? And the highest they had recorded before they said was $90 billion during 2020, before it went down to $50 billion. So that's a good day. It's a good time. All the articles are out saying that all the reasons that they reduced the value of the dinar have all gone away. All the reasons have gone away. So they can't justify still making the people suffer when there's no reason to suffer with the surplus that they have and they're hiding, with the reserve rate they have that they're obviously hiding. Even though they came out saying it's the highest ever, they didn't give us a number. But that's okay. What's the good stuff? Oh, today's a great day for Walt. In case you guys didn't read the tweet that I sent out to Walt. So, Baghdad is announcing the arrest of ministers, deputy ministers, governors, deputy governors, mayors, everybody. They put out the exact number. That's why I put out the article so you guys can look at it. Okay. So you guys can look at it and know what I know. Right? So what does it say? They amount to 55 arrests or more. Summons of those with higher degrees, 9 arrest warrants, 46 recruitment orders. It's in Baghdad. And then they break it down, exactly who they were. Well, and it says confirming the issuance of 858 arrest warrants, which is good. Kurdistan announced this morning that they arrested 100, and they broke their membership down. So I didn't send out both articles to you guys. But they're making that announcement this morning, and they're saying it's to bring them in compliance with the international community and requirements that they, or things that they require. They also announced that they're going to have a larger number of arrests by the end of the year, and it says starting after the election. Okay, so that's there and ready to go. Here's the big news. Hold on to your hats. Shoes for those in Texas. Put on some shoes. All right. Got confirmation again this morning. The ATMs were reloaded Sunday evening at 5 o'clock with the lower denoms. The citizens were told that they were reloaded with the lower denoms, and they all expect some changes to happen very soon. So it's a good day. So with all that, the banks are still excited, and Ray got something he want to tell you all. Yes. Right?
Okay.
Right?
All right. We, you know, I'm always telling members to go check things out, do things, whatever, sending them on recon missions and et cetera. And we have one that did that. And I just want to give you guys some highlights from the visit they had with two banks. And these two banks are Tier 1 banks. And we've tossed their names around over the years, so they're not unheard of banks. But this was her firsthand experience when she went to visit, specifically to just talk about the foreign currency exchange. You know, she wasn't trying to browbeat them for rates and the date. But it was more or less to get information for when this thing pops. What can we expect? And it was really enlightening for her because she got to hear it from them instead of from us, which is some of the information we have been sharing that the banks have been telling us. But it's a little bit different when you get it from the bank people firsthand when you're sitting right across the desk. So some of the things that she shared with me and with open mic folks, and so we want to bring it on here, let you guys hear parts of it, is that first bank she went to, that they were very much excited about the upcoming revaluation of the currency, but she was surprised to learn that they don't call it the RV. Now, that's our terminology. Just like when we say don't go in asking for the contract rate, they don't call the 2850 dinar rate a contract rate. But that's been our terminology. So RV is the same way. That wasn't what they were accustomed to hearing. But when once we said the changing of the value of the currency, boom, right on it. And so when she was inquiring about which branch could handle what, Bank 1 and Bank 2 said that they could handle any amount for a transaction. And so she was relieved to know she would not have to go to another facility, that it could all be done right there. Even though she said that they were told that any branch can handle any amount, then the question came up, well, is there a limit? And bank number one says up to $500 million, well, they'll process it with their staff that they have on hand. But if it's over $500 million, they'll call in someone else, but it will still be done at that location. Now, they did say that they would verify the currency, which they even did so yesterday, verified her currency. But bank number one did say that even though her currency was verified on location, they still needed to send it off for a final verification, bank one. Bank number two, everything is final right then when they verify it. They did tell her that an NDA would be required if the rate that she receives is above the standard base rate, the international rate, which we pretty much told you guys that if it's anything above the standard, they're probably going to tell you to sign an NDA. She was told that rates can be negotiated. The bank number one did tell her that they were not going to be dealing with Zim. Bank number two says, well, we don't see the Zim right now, but we think we're going to be dealing with it. Also, bank one and bank two did not see the dinar or the real on the screen yesterday. So that's not a major negative about any of that, seeing as how two different banks, both of them did not see it on the screen, and we know the dinar is rolling, if nothing else. Also, she learned that referrals would be accepted after the RV. They do want you to give them anyone and everyone that wants to be exchanged. We kind of told you guys some of those same things. Now, here's the difference, though, with bank one and two that really stood out. Bank number two, when she went in, she started talking with the person in charge of currency exchange. And as they went to verify her currency, and the person realized the amount of currency that she had, immediately it was, let me call in my supervisor. And so the supervisor came in. And from that, the supervisor says, oh, we need to call in a wealth manager who happened to be in the building at that particular time. So the wealth manager came over. And so this member was really impressed, if you will, with the fact that here's three of the bank's people in the office talking with her. And the RV hadn't even happened yet. So you all could experience something similar, which Tony already shared with you some folks that had similar interviews like this, had multiple people in the room discussing what will and what won't happen, and et cetera. Now, bank number two also did discuss the acknowledgement of the negative interest line of credit that we've talked about, and that they would have negotiable interest rates for bank products, should you want to buy a bank product to invest your money. So not only was this member good with this recon, it even motivated her to venture out to yet another bank, which she has an appointment for tomorrow to go over some of these same types of opportunities. And so I helped her put together a question list, things that you've heard Tony and I speak on multiple times. But she wanted to really be prepared when she went in to just work from her question list to ask questions. And that's what generated the information that we're sharing with you now. And she's even going to send me the question list, because when we did it, I was just shooting off the top of my head, so I wasn't writing it down. She was. And so she's sending it back to me, the actual questions that I told her, well, ask them this, ask this, ask this. And we're going to make it available for everyone else who didn't take notes the many times Tony and I have been telling you what to say, what to do. And this member being fairly new, so Some of you are not fairly new, so yes, I'm blasting you already. If you haven't been taking these types of notes, so that you could be ready when you go in. Just wanted to give you that information because it is good information to have. And it's also extra verification that one of our members talked to two different bank people and got all the same information, basically. Yeah, Tony and I have been sharing with you that this is what's going to happen, what the banks have been telling us. Okay.
All right, so when she sends you those questions back, are you going to post them somewhere? Everybody can review them, update them, and take them and use them in the same manner or know what they want to know when they go in?
Yes. And, of course, it's stuff that you and I have already been saying, but over the last how many years? One, two, three.
And I know it's already in the forum somewhere, but to bring it up to the forefront, or at least go over to some people who haven't had it, if they could just go right there and get it. But, all right, that's already Ray's plan. So on the count of three, everybody say, thank you, Ray. One, two, three. Okay. All right. Let's get this party started.
Questions on the board. Fierce Felicia wants you to repeat what you said about the call centers and banks now fully staffed.
Did I
hear Tony say that the call centers are now fully staffed? Please confirm and repeat.
Goodbye, Felicia. All right, what's next?
Because I thought you said that they're not, that the call centers are not fully staffed, but maybe I wasn't hearing it right.
I said they are. They were going Sunday. Remember I told you guys Sunday, they were staffing the call centers and the exchange centers.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what's next?
Okay. Hey, that's the only question on the board.
Oh, we're good then.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get into it.
Guess who's first?
Oh, really? Oh, my God.
Woo!
Give me a hole if you got your funky bus.
Hey. 281 area code. You're
all
on.
Right.
Wait a minute. Wait. Before we get into your silliness, let me tell you something. Everybody, really. So, wait, this is serious, though. Y'all know there was a shooting in Texas this morning at a high school, and people are hurt and in the hospital and they're looking for somebody. So I want all of us to send our prayers. Nobody's dead yet, but four in the hospital and hurt. I don't think anybody's there yet, but I do want the people of Texas to know we are serious and thinking about it and praying for you guys. And I know it's upsetting for everybody. I mean, 1,900 kids in that one school, and they're all terrified, the community's terrified, and the shooter is still on the loose. Even though he himself is just a kid, did something going to regret the rest of his life. I already know that. But the fact is, I know it's affecting your community, so we're all going to have some prayers out for you there. All right, let's go, Silly Rabbit.
Really? Well, good morning. How you doing? Hello, Keith.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm fantabulous.
All right.
To the nth degree. And yourself?
Well, good. I'm good. I can't complain. I'm actually driving at the moment, so I'm glad I was able to catch you guys. So I do have a couple of questions. So, Tony, did you say, now when you told the Texans to put their shoes on with the information you provided right after that, was that, can you repeat that part? What was coming? Was something coming from Texas, or you just told us to put our shoes on because you had some good information that you shared? Which one was it? Because I was confused.
You know, I started to send you a tweet, text yesterday. I almost sent it out to everybody, and somebody sent it to me. So this has got to be from Texas. And so a man and his wife walking through the parking lot with what looks like a 10-year-old kid with a diaper on and no shoes. They must be from Texas. They gotta be from Texas. Oh,
we
yeah, I can send that out there.
Oh, I know you need to quit your foolishness. We have shoes out here. That is. you can go up to places and folks ain't got shoes on. I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, so.
But.
My question.
Good news. I'll just tell you, it's about to be some good news. So put your shoes on. You can understand.
You know what? Okay, whatever. All right. So we got that question answered. So you're saying that the Lord Denoms and all of that stuff has been pretty much taken care of, and now we're just kind of in a waiting mode for them to pretty much let this thing go. That's kind of seemed like where we are. So my question to you is, with the elections coming up, you know, very soon, and the parliament is supposed to dissolve tomorrow, which is what the article said, on the 7th. So you, in your opinion, don't feel like this will have anything, won't affect the release of this thing? We can still see this at any moment, any time?
Yeah, the big thing to remember, guys, is the RV is controlled by the CBI, and that's what they've been trying to tell you. The CBI isn't going anywhere. So, article today is saying, hey, what's today, the 6th? Yeah. So as of Thursday, Parliament is dissolved, but here's the good thing, Walt. As of Thursday, they lose all their immunity because they're dissolved. So that's what happened. They told them time and time again, the House of Representatives, Parliament, Finance Minister have no authority on the exchange rate. It all lies with the CBI, who isn't going anywhere and can do it when they see it as being fit.
Okay. Well, I mean, so then that answers my question. That shouldn't affect it then. Okay, so then with that said, then the U.S., whatever their reasons are, seem like to me from what you reported to us, though, that they have all their in a row and we're just waiting on the go, pretty much. I mean, they got all their training and all that stuff out of the way over here too, from what it sounds like. And we seem like both sides are really ready. They're at the go mark. Is that how you categorize it on both sides?
And I'm gonna put this as plain as I can put it. As plain as I can put it. Iraq is ready to go, and they are telling their people they are now a sovereign nation and can do things that they want to do when they want to do it. That's what they were telling them Sunday. That's Iraq. The Treasury is clearly saying, I don't care what Iraq says, they're not doing anything until we say they can. Now, both of those statements have absolutely come out. the Treasury or D.C. has given us two sets of dates, the 15th through the 18th, the 29th through the 2nd, when they think this will happen, because that's when they will release it to happen. Now, they gave us those two sets of dates because they think they will have, by that time, solved the debt ceiling problem, know the direction our own economy is going in, and can then move forward. So those are the two projected dates that they gave us and why. So can this happen tomorrow? We all want to think so. They want to think so. Is everybody ready? Yes. Is the Treasury going to release it? I don't know. Are they going to take a vote tonight on this debt ceiling thing? No. She says they're going to do it on Friday instead. Okay, let's see what happens on Friday.
Okay.
We'll go.
I get you.
All right. Yeah.
All right, that makes sense. The debt ceiling has a little bit to do with it. Okay. All right, well, those answer my questions, and thank you guys for all you do, and we're ready. Y'all have a good
all right.
day.
Hey,
later.
I'll send you that video.
No, that's okay. I got you. Quit your foolishness.
All right, Rick. Uh-oh. Must have lost Rick.
Well, I heard unmuted. This is 404.
Okay. Let's go. Good morning.
Can you hear me? Good morning to you,
yes,
and
ma'am.
Good afternoon to the Eastern Coast level folks and the like. I'd like to come on and thank Ray and the individual member who did all the reconnaissance for us and came back with the responses from the banks. I had some questions on that, so I don't know if Ray's back online that he can answer, unless he's shared this information with you, Tony. He's not back.
Ray?
Well, let me go on with a couple of other questions. Yeah, let me go on with just a couple of other questions then. I was curious to know, in Iraqi speak, when they're saying very soon that we could be looking in microseconds once they get the go-ahead from...
not microseconds.
No.
Well, I think...
macroseconds?
Oh yeah, and the rate is there... I think they're just saying it could happen at any time. They had already said this week, but I tell you, the banks and them said this week. But I tend to look at the election is Sunday. It's too close.
Right.
Again, they're not going to cause all that chaos. So I'd go with next week with what the Treasury is saying. But, I've been wrong once or twice.
Well, what's once or twice on that? I was curious to know with respect, this kind of segues back into what the member was finding and the information coming through from the bankers, though. But when they were talking about $500 million, was that $500 million Iraqi currency being brought in, or was that the equivalent once they had done the exchanging that it was like $500 million U.S. dollars in that? And kind of the secondary on that is whether or not the bankers have done any sort of calculation of if it's 1 million Iraqi dinar being brought in, that would be lasting X number of minutes versus folks bringing in 100 million Iraqi dinar, those who may have won the lottery and then invested in dinar. Have they done anything of that sort, or are they still kind of flying blind on that when they set up appointment times?
Okay. So I know appointments, again, were scheduled for 20 minutes at a time. They thought they could get done what they needed to be done. And that's probably with people who already have an account. And the majority of people, you realize, even though we have 10 million people who have dinar, which is probably more than that now, 90 to 95%, they think, has 100,000 dinar or less.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they're going to base their time on. Everybody else is going to be, you know, special case.
Okay. Back also, I don't know whether or not Ray is back on, because I was also intrigued with the, and again, thank you on getting that information and to the very ambitious TNT member. The banks that were visited, I was curious whether or not these were large banks, both of them, or if one was a large bank, one was a regional, in order to get an overview if that information is shareable.
Okay, they were both Tier 1 banks.
Okay.
One bank is in the top 5, but they were both Tier 1 banks.
Okay. Also, I was curious to know whether or not your Iraqi people, contacts over there, are kind of anticipating that when this does in fact happen, are they going to be given yet another holiday in here? Because the thing that is intriguing to me is that they are in a holiday today, which was announced yesterday. And so they do seem to be able to have the access to immediately declare that banks and government offices are closed. I was curious to know whether or not your folks have even gotten into anything of that sort and if that's even relevant.
Okay, no, I don't think it is. I don't know that they're going to want to have a holiday because they're going to do most of it electronically. That's why they gave them the debit cards. So it would be instant
right.
for most people, accounts and things they have. So with holidays, you have to remember Sunday was a holiday of celebration. Today
right.
is a holiday of martyrdom or immemorial.
Right, mourning sort of thing.
Right. So I don't know why they call them both holidays. Okay. So it wasn't really celebrating, though.
Okay. And I don't want to take away from Walt's question, but my curiosity has gotten the better of me when they are talking about the fact that when Parliament adjourns, immunity is wiped away. So I'm figuring there's going to be a mass exodus on lots of folks trying to cross those borders because they're no longer having the immunity between now and the election. Was Maliki's name actually among the ones listed that, you know, we're coming after you, or just by virtue of describing the crimes that were committed and people could be pointing the finger and say, that's Maliki?
So you did, in fact, steal Walt's thunder, but I'm going to answer it anyway.
Well, I'll in case he doesn't get on, so. Well, ask that question, please.
Part of the headline is that an ex-prime minister will be arrested in the coming days.
Well, that could be a body or a mirror or something else. I mean, you know, that's why I was curious. You know,
yep.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Well, that's how it is. It says an ex-prime minister will be arrested in the coming days. His immunity is lost tomorrow.
Well, we'll be watching those border lines for the exodus and the like. And Ray, if you're on the line, thank you for,
yes,
for being the one kind of spearhead in getting this information for us on that. 10 days from whenever all this insanity comes to a conclusion. We know
okay.
that's when our TNT Super Fantastic-er Pay It Forward projects will be. We appreciate it. Thanks again, guys, for all you do. Appreciate that.
All right, thank
well,
you.
Well, coming
thank
Wednesday
you.
Here. Thanks. Thanks.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Get away. You look at her. Look at that stupid
208.
She's trying to
Erica, you're on.
And she hurt herself.
Hey.
208.
Hey. Yeah, what's going on in that room?
Tried to jump up on you and hurt
her. Oh, baby dog.
What?
Okay, baby. What's going on?
We're going to 601. You're on.
Oh,
601. Area codes. You're on.
Good morning.
Hey. Hello?
Yes.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you
yes,
hear
sir.
Me?
Yeah.
So my question is, are we still waiting on
with this whole thing, Joe Biden has to be the one to sign off on this?
He is the president of the United States, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, that's the problem, in my opinion, right there, is whether he will do that or not. Who knows what he may do? I mean, has he said anything about this? Have you read anything where he has said anything about the dinar, about that he would do this or anything along that line?
No. Guess what? I didn't read anywhere where Trump said anything about the dinar either. I didn't read anywhere where Obama said anything about the dinar either. I know they're both or all three were involved in it because the U.S. is involved in it. The U.S. Treasury is involved in it, which means all three presidents have been involved in it. Nobody to this day has said, let it go. Not Bush, not Obama, not Trump. It's Biden's turn. I don't see any reason why he wouldn't, any other than why the other three presidents wouldn't. Do you know the reason specifically that he wouldn't do it?
Well, only if, unless he's still in a coma, that would be the only reason.
Okay.
So,
because we need it, we got it, we planned on it, the banks have planned on it, so it's going to happen.
So Iraq can't do this by themselves?
No, they've never had the ability to do this by themselves. The U.S. has always maintained veto power. That's why we have the servers in Houston. That's why it has to be flipped for it to happen. It's on a military installation. Iraq can't come over here and do that and make it go around the world. The U.S. has that power.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, sir.
All right, thanks.
360 area code. You are on.
Well, good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray. It's Walt. How you doing?
Hey, how you
greetings
doing?
Greetings to you.
Is it your birthday?
It feels like it. I tell you that. I think just by the mere fact that CIA mentions my name and my name was on Twitter, thanks to you, and I'm sitting here thinking, hell, I'm famous or infamous. One
well,
of
there
two.
You go.
Yeah. No kidding. I'm a star. Well, first, on a serious note, Tony, I want to echo your thoughts about sending prayers to Texas for the awful stuff that happened in the school there and prayers for that unfortunate fellow that made the mistake, because like you said, those are lifelong things and you can't erase that kind of stuff. And I think as a parent, you always look at your kids and hope that they never have to deal with anything that will last for the rest of their lives. And the parents have to be sick about it as much as what the child would be. So I think those were very poignant remarks, and I didn't want to start with anything else other than what I thought was the most important comments, and it was that. So I appreciate you saying that, and it certainly was something to get our attention. Okay, so.
Okay, I agree.
Yeah, yep. Now, the fact that they withheld the name, but they didn't withhold the fact that the immunity goes away tomorrow, I think that was the best news that I've heard. And the only news that's going to be better than that will be when they announce Maliki's name and then the RV. And I've always said that I thought that those would probably be ones on the inhale and the others on the exhale. So, and that's where the old term, what the hail, came from. So, anyway, just a little humor. the no mention, though, and I because I read the article quickly, but I was looking for the idea that of those people that are being named, how many are currently running for election? Do we know that?
No, we don't know. But we know they said they wouldn't name them until after the election, so they didn't affect the election.
Uh-huh.
Right? Because yep. though they lose immunity on Thursday, if they're elected on Sunday, they could get it right back.
Right. Right. Yeah, so nothing's as simple as what it appears. So I guess we got to wait and see on that. I think it was significant when I read that Iraq has planning on or has already closed their borders to precede the election. And I was wondering if that was a move maybe to hinder whatever the Iranian militia that are alive and well in Iraq in any way of giving them either reinforcements or material aids that they would have in case there was a disturbance that would manifest from all that. Is that a realistic thought process or just my demented mind?
No, I think it is. I mean, they're preparing for the election. They don't want a horde of people coming in trying to cause an issue or falsify the election, coming in to vote when they shouldn't be there, those kind of things. So they've already closed the border. Now, if we want to dig deeper, is it yes to keep the politicians in that are still in? Could be because nobody's coming in or out of the border during this time frame. Are they going to put the list out on Thursday to make sure? I mean, tomorrow they'll be on runaway on Friday or Saturday. I don't know. It'll be next Tuesday. But it is to keep things quiet at level. You know, the military is there. Everybody's geared up for it to be fair on Sunday. So I think to avoid any mishap like that. I can't say to avoid Iran or the militia doing something because they're already in country. And if they're going to
sure.
do something, they're just going to do it anyway. So
right.
not to stop who's in there, but to stop any more from coming in or any outside influence in the election at all.
Right, right. Good. Ray, I thought that bank news was as formidable as any news we've had lately, and certainly I think for any of those people listening who needed a little shot of opium, that would give it to them because I think those are good things. So well done, and well done to the individuals who did the legwork on that for you. Much appreciated. So with that, I'll just have to say that I can't wait for Danny from Dallas to see what he's going to have to say, especially because of that 10-year-old comment about the diaper. Anyway, I thought that was tongue-in-cheek funny as heck. So anyway, I've heard that same thing.
You got to send the video to Danny?
Yeah, too bad you couldn't Photoshop it if you got a picture of Danny and Photoshop him on there. Oh, my God, that would be out of sight. Anyway, have a great day, and I can't tell you how excited I am that they have started they're getting ready to start naming names. And I think that is that has to give hope to the people of Iraq that there can be some light at the end of the tunnel and it not be a train coming the other way. So I'm looking forward to the next couple of days and certainly the next couple of weeks and months and years coming in front. So thanks again, both of you. And by now you got my check, Ray. So that I put a little note on there.
Okay.
It was Walt. You would know
that
it was me. You bet.
All right.
Have a great
Thank
day, you.
You
too. You
Take
bet.
Care.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
706 area code. You are on.
Well, hello. How are you all doing?
Hey.
Good. How are you?
To the nth degree. And yourself?
I am great. Thank you for asking. My question was, Mr. Ray, did she say what term we have to use for the contract rate, asking for the contract rate, you know, since we can't, it's another term that we use?
No, they just discussed negotiating rates would be available.
Okay. Yeah, I was wondering that. Okay. Okay. Well, all my other questions have been answered already.
Okay.
So I was wanting to ask that as well. So thank you both for your time.
You're welcome.
And look like we're really, really close.
Yes.
All right. Alrighty. It looks
bye-bye.
Like it. Hopefully we're there. Thank you.
Thank you. You all have a great afternoon.
Okay. 501 area code. You are on.
Good morning. Have a couple of questions for you. In the past, you have said that the amount, just say it was $4.05, would be the money that Iraq would have that would come out. I guess international rate, right? And you've always said that we would always get a higher amount. Is it much higher or just a little higher or what?
No, let's clarify, okay?
Okay.
In Iraq, the rate would be 1 to 1, okay? It's supposed to exchange dinar for a dollar, or a dollar
gotcha.
For a dinar. All right. Over here, our rate would be $3.91, $4.
Okay.
Which would be different. That's the exchange rate on Forex, everything else. Iraq is not going to get that. It's their money. Their money just is going to increase in value. That's all.
Okay.
Well, one dinar used to buy, you know, a couple fields would buy pennies, if it's out. That's going to be the difference for them.
Okay. Okay. The other question I had, if you have a certain amount of dinar, you will go to a special place to revalue, right? And I assume that the 800 number, when you tell them how much you have, will tell you. Otherwise, you would go to a regular bank. Is that right?
You could still go to a regular bank. Some banks
okay.
are going to be exchange centers, exchange locations.
Okay.
You just go in the back of the bank like you would. Talk to the wealth manager, and they'll do your exchange there. Now, the thing
okay.
is, if you have 100,000 dinar or so, you just want to go to the bank, the teller's probably going to be able to help you at the
right.
window. Any more than that, a million and more, you're going to have an appointment.
Okay. Third question. If you are in the group, and you said there was one person, two people, three people ended up talking to the young lady, if your bank isn't there, How do you make a deal with one of the banks that's not yours? You wouldn't be
okay.
able to.
First of all,
go
you
ahead.
Call the 800 number, tell them mm-hmm. who you want to make an appointment with, if you can. That's what they're going to do. Arrange for you to go to the bank you want to go to. Then they're going to say,
okay.
how much do you have? Then they're going to try and make an appointment and make sure that the people are there that your amount dictates.
Gotcha.
Needs to be there.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And follow up with the lady who was talking about the contract rate. We just, in other words, when they give you the amount, you said, can we make this higher? Can we make it thus and so and start talking to them that way, right? And just don't discuss, say the word contract.
I'm going to say I want the highest rate available. I hear their rate is $28.50 on the dinar. That's the rate that I want, the $28.50. What do I need to do to get that rate? And we should already know that because the banker can just ask for it until it runs out. If you ask for
so
it,
we can,
they're supposed
so
to give
we
it
actually,
to
So we actually let them know we know what the amount is, 28. And if
knowledge is power.
Okay.
Knowledge is power. Why do I give you $28.50 if you don't know it? If I say, well, the highest there is $18 that I know of, then I'm going to say, well, I know there's something else. So put this in the computer and let me see it. Because it's supposed to go through when he does that.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's my question, and I thank you very, very much. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Thank you. 714 area code, you are on. 714 area code. Okay, you're off. 386 area code, you're on.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Step
well,
closer to your microphone.
You better pick up your phone.
Well, I had to get you off external here. Hold on.
There. That's just. Does that sound better?
Totally.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, all my questions have been answered, but I have a problem. I originally listened to all the trying to listen on the other two phone-in numbers I have, but I kept getting cut off saying your person you're calling has calling restrictions. They cut me right off. You ever hear that one?
No.
But I got that on both my other call numbers.
Were you calling the free call, conference call? And what number are you on now? What do you mean?
Okay. Let me back up here just a little bit here. Had to find out where I'm at. But the two call in numbers other than the one for question and answers. That's what I was on.
Okay.
Well, maybe they were full.
Conference call network.
Yeah, maybe
the
they were
call
full.
Numbers. Yeah, they kept interrupting me, telling me that the person I'm calling has calling restrictions. And then I was shut off.
But there's some kind of glitch in their system, whatever's going on there. Sorry about that.
I just thought I'd let you,
nothing that
thought
we're
I'd
doing.
Let you know about that. All right.
Okay.
Well, wait. Hold on a second. Wait, we got them going right now, right? Both lines are working?
As far as I know, yes.
I called it. I haven't had any trouble on this one for the question and answer. It hasn't cut me off.
Okay.
So. But I also wanted to let you know, this is the guy whose brother peed on the electric fence.
Peed on the electric fence. Well, he didn't grab hold of it while he was peeing, did he?
Well, it got his attention. But I thought that'd help you remember who I was. Also, my name's Ted. Also,
okay.
My name's Ted.
All right. And, well, we appreciate that, Ted.
And Ray, I haven't sent a donation yet this week.
Okay, Ted, you're not in Texas, though, right?
No, I'm down here in Florida. I'm in Gator Country.
Oh.
I'm only 30 miles from Gainesville.
If you're peeing on fences, I just thought it might be Texas. Okay. Okay.
I know.
Sorry.
He was from Ohio.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Now, like I said, Ray, I haven't sent you out a donation yet this month. I haven't. My truck broke down. I can't get a money order. And I haven't had no luck with Google Pay.
All right, we understand. Now, are you going to the page? Do you have Google Pay downloaded on your phone?
I tried loading it from the Play Store, the Google Pay. And
okay, yeah. Once you load Google Pay, then using your smartphone, go to the TNT website. Use the browser.
Well, I was having trouble
smartphone.
Even loading it. I was having
oh,
trouble
you can't
even loading
load the app. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So I was going to get a money order and send it in like I did last time.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. We appreciate that.
Well, you guys have a blessed day now.
All right. Take care.
All right. You too. Thank you.
409 area code. You are on.
Oh, good morning and good afternoon, gentlemen.
Greetings.
Good morning.
On the tail of what that guy was just saying, Ray, I downloaded the Google Pay app, and I went back to the TNT website, and I clicked on the donate button, and I could not figure out a way to make a donation. I finally had to just give up. So
now, wait a minute. When you went to the TNT website, were you on your smartphone or on your computer?
Yes, on my smartphone. Clicked the donate button. And then I couldn't get it. There was no way for me to find you. In other words, it didn't go to you. And I put in, you know, a search for TNT Super Fantastic, and it,
no,
it didn't come up.
You go to you put your go in your browser and go to the webpage, TNTSuperFantastic.com.
Not
when that webpage shows up on your phone, go to the webpage.
I did. Okay.
And then click on the donate button.
I did.
And once, okay, then the next page should pop up automatically. If the browser is working correctly, then the donate page will pop up. And then when you see the word Google Pay, just click on it. And then it will launch the Google Pay app that you have downloaded on your phone.
And none of that happened. So
okay.
I don't know. I was on my smartphone. I went to TNTSuperFantastic.com. I clicked on the donate button, and it did not take me to a way where I could donate. So I'll try it again, but I was following your instructions. Okay, next, my question.
Yes, ma'am.
So here's my
Thank
question.
You.
Following up on 404, while you were off the phone, she asked if that $500 limit that the woman who went to the banks that she referred to, 404 was asking, was that $500 in currency or was that $500? $500 million.
Hmm.
She said there was
Well, I was on the whole while. They just couldn't hear me, but I didn't hear that question. But it's dollars, $500 million U.S. dollars.
Okay. All right, that answered that then. Okay, next question. When Tony was just talking to the other lady, and you said that, Tony, that they're not familiar with the terminology contract rate, and so you said, I'm just going to go in and say, you know, that you know there's a 2850. Okay, I don't have dinar. I have dong and zim. So am I going to know going into my appointment, or can you just tell me? I know there are rates for the dong upwards of around, what, 12, 8 and 12? And so what amount would I use? Instead
okay.
of 28.50 for the dinar. Okay.
Yeah, but the amount on the dong is based on how much you have. The dinar is different. The contract rate is 28.50. On the dong, is based on if you have 5 million, 50 million, 100 million, 300 million. So I don't know what to tell you to ask for because I don't know what you have. And
well, if I
if
let's
the rate
say
changes
I have
by that much when it actually happens. So
okay, so let's just for instance, I have 50.
Hold on.
Okay.
Because I'm
okay.
talking to everybody answering your question.
Oh, okay.
We're going to try to give you that information as soon as it goes live and our bank personnel gives it to us. Then we can say, hey, this is what they're looking for. So
oh,
then
good.
You can go in there and do it. Or you can
good.
Simply
okay.
say, hey, I want $15 for my dong. How much do I have to get that?
15, is that what you said?
Yep.
1-5. Okay. What about on the Zim? Same thing, but what amount? 60 or 30 or?
No, I told you guys you get 11 cents on the Zim, according to him, unless you have 10 or more. That's
right.
When the rate
okay.
changes. And from there, it goes from 33 all the way up to 80.
Woo!
Based on how
okay.
much you have.
Okay. So you're going to try and get that information just like on the Dom.
Yep. I'm going to try and lay it out for you guys if I can. Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. Awesome. Another quick question. When they did those exchanges last weekend, Sunday, whatever, and they're pending, did they exchange them?
Oh, I didn't even ask him. He just said they tried to do that many transactions, and 95% of them went. So we didn't
okay.
even break it down into each currency or amount or anything. They were just excited that they went through, and they start calling their people in.
Okay. Okay. All righty. Well, that answered all my questions, gentlemen. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
503 area code, you are on. 503. Okay. 856 area code, you are on. 856. Okay. 415 area code, you are on. People are just on to listen, which is not the line they're supposed to be on. So they're off. 678 area code, you are on.
Hey, Ray. Hey, Tony.
Greetings.
Hey, how are you?
I'm all right. I just got two questions. Question one, when do they supposed to be stop selling their foreign currencies?
When are they supposed to stop selling it?
Yeah, the banks.
Well, I don't know that they're going to stop selling it. Before, usually they would stop selling it for like 2 hours before or ahead of time to make sure they don't get caught in a transaction. Maybe a day, but after the RV, they're just going to sell it at the new rate.
Okay. And the other question is, can you tell us what day or that window is they expect it to happen?
I did the 15th through the 18th, the 29th through the 2nd. So that's the date coming out of Washington. Everybody else knows or thinks it could be any time now. I personally don't think it will be till after Sunday, sometime after Sunday.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
561, area code, you are on.
Raymond, I found the executive extension order for Joe Biden, and I sent it to you by email. So it is on record.
Extension of what?
Extension order for what, 13303?
Yeah. Joe Biden did it, and I emailed it to you.
Okay.
So you have it on record. All right?
All right.
Was that a question?
Great. Thank you.
Oh.
Thank you very much.
All right, sir.
All right. Thanks.
301.
Was that open mic? What?
No,
yeah. How you doing, Ray? And
no, it wasn't. Hey, 301.
Oh,
you're on.
Good morning.
Hey, yes. How you guys doing? Good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. This is Steel Bill.
Greetings, sir.
How you doing today?
Okay.
I got one question. On the 2nd of this month, I got married. And both my current wife now and right, we both have currency. Now, do we exchange at the same time, or do we have to call for different appointments? Because if we exchange at the same time, we'll be over there the limit on dong. So how do I handle that?
Over what limit on dong?
I think they said on the dong up to 50, I think it was 50 million.
Okay, we were told years ago that that was the cap for getting the contract rate.
Right, that's what I'm saying. We'll
that you could still
the
exchange the remainder of it. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, if you're thinking that's going to affect you, then go in separately and do your exchange. And
okay. Okay, then.
Make sure you let her know what you did, though. I'm just saying.
Oh, we're in lockstep. She had a currency. She had her currency, and I had mine while we were dating. And when we got married last Saturday, it kind of, if we go in here with both of them, it would be over the 50, over the cap. And I said, then we wouldn't be able to get the contract rate on all of it at that point, just only on one, and had to negotiate for the rest. So,
well, let me just tell you something. Since you got married, you know there is no hers and mine. What's hers is hers. What's her? What's yours is hers.
It's hers.
So
I
you
understand.
Forget
that.
The hers and mine.
Okay, Tony.
Well, I'm just telling you.
Tony, this is my third rodeo, so I know that.
Oh, yeah.
But I just wanted to see. I said, well, maybe we just since we're both gonna have to sign the agreement. Is that gonna affect us if we go in separately and we have to come in on each one's transaction?
Well, I think you will, but you can still try and do them separately. And just know you're going to have to sign the NDA either way.
Okay. All right. Then that's great. Okay. Yeah, I tried to get in touch with you, Ray, on Friday, because Friday, October 1st, was my birthday again. And I couldn't get it through. So
oh, okay. Well, sorry we missed that.
But I am too. But I appreciate the information, man. I always appreciate the information you guys give us on the calls. And
okay.
Let's hope that we're at the end of this roller coaster ride. And I'm gonna get off.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question. Did you sign the prenup?
No.
Let me ask you another question now. Do you know the definition of insanity? You know, doing the same thing over and over again, different results. This is your third time telling me you still didn't sign the prenup, and you're about to make for yours hers. Really?
Yep.
Okay.
And it's going both ways on that one. Telling it costs what's
hers. Yeah, that's what you think.
You got it, man. Okay, she's listening now.
Look, I'm not telling her nothing she didn't already know. I can tell you that.
She just didn't want you to know it.
Well, I already know.
All right. Well, congratulations
okay,
to
you
guys.
All right.
Yes.
Congratulations to both of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You guys have a nice evening, man, and I look forward to seeing you guys. It's a very
all right, sir.
All right.
Take care.
All right, man. Bye-bye.
541 area code. You are on.
541, that's us.
Yep, that's you.
Yep, it's you.
Yes, go ahead.
Hello.
You 541. Did you have a question?
Yep. Yeah, but can you hear me?
No, I put my hand down, guys.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. 856 area code.
Hello, gentlemen.
Good morning. Hey there. Oh, yeah, I called on you earlier. All right, so you got back in line.
Yeah,
that worked out.
It kicked me out. Disconnect me.
Okay.
Tony, great advice. The third time is a charmer. You had me rolling up. You ain't telling her nothing that she didn't know. I'm sorry. Thank you guys for all the information and all your help. Tony, I mean, the information that you give, on point. If I may, right now we've been needing to educate ourselves, and you've been telling us that, and I hope we are and have been doing that. But there's two books. I have no affiliation with these books, and I don't know if can I tell you the name of these two books that help?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Okay. The first book is called What Would the Rockefellers Do? It gives you strategy about keeping, maintaining your wealth and information that is pertinent. Ray always talks about the trust and how to use those tools. Because if you don't know how to use the tool correctly, my father was a mechanic, and he always would say 90% of the job is the correct tool. You got to know what tool to use and how to use it. The second book was Family Bank Strategies. And you talked about that many a times, and it finally, like, a light bulb went off. But the thing of it is, you don't have to wait till the RV. You could start the information now. You could start doing it now. And, you know, it's with investing, the more time you have, the less money you have to put aside. Now, in my case, I'm, you know, a little bit mature, so I need lump sums of money. But for the younger people that are listening, I mean, all it takes is $25, $50 a month if you start doing it. And I just think that is something that we should all know, and we should all be what's the word I'm looking for? We should all indulge in, because our lifestyle and the way we think, just to give you a perfect example, the guy we were just talking about the third time, if you continue to do the same things that you've been doing when you didn't have money, when you get money, you're going to wind up not having money. So you have to change your mindset. You have to change the way we do things. And thinking outside the box is so important. But thank you.
Absolutely. And the sooner you get started, the earlier age you get started, the better results you will have. But, I mean, it's never too late to start. It's better if you could share your knowledge, family, and with your kids today, instead of waiting 30 years from now to say, I should have told you this years ago. Tell them today. Start them on that path today. It's a great idea, regardless of your income.
Yes.
Absolutely. Okay.
Yes. Thank you so much. And I want to, just in a closing note, you said this several months ago, and I said, I'm going to do it. You all, the people ask you during the day, how are you feeling? You say, I answered, super fantastic. And you see the expression on their face. I said, okay. I started doing that. Oh, my goodness. Not only did I see that expression, like they, like a person, you know, getting on a bus. How are you doing today? Super fantastic. Not only did the bus driver, whoever asked me, look at me like, huh? But the whole bus was looking like, whoa. And I'm like, it's contagious when you do it. It makes me feel better. For the day, you know, I'm not selfish, but you know, if it helps somebody, great. But I know how I feel after I say that, and you know, and see their faces. It's just like, wow. So I just wanted to add that.
And everybody has a different face, and they look shocked and look sad. I mean, their faces brightens up, and they're like, well, okay, there. I'm gonna do that too. You know? And they have a super fantastic day. So, yes. Share the super fantastic. All
yes,
right.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you, sir.
You so much, guys, for all that you say
yes,
and do. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
All right.
Peace
thank
and blessings.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
610 area code. You are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It is G-Man MPA.
Greetings to you.
Man, I was just thinking that you wasn't going to make it today. Okay.
I made it. I ran out of that meeting, and I dialed in. So here I am.
Oh, okay.
All right, long version, gentlemen, long version. Well, it's another dynamite day here in the USA, ladies and gentlemen. And for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your checks and money orders made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And when you're making out those checks and money orders, ladies and gentlemen, please remember to make them payable to Raymond Renfro. For those of you who'd like to donate electronically, we're utilizing Google Pay. And in order to use Google Pay, step number one is to download the Google Pay app to your smartphone. After you've done that, step number two, back out of that Google Pay app and go to the TNT Super Fantastic website, click on the red donate button, and follow the instructions there for instant Google Pay. Again, to donate electronically, we're utilizing Google Pay. Step number one is to download the Google Pay app to your smartphone. Step number two, back out of the Google Pay app and go to the TNT Super Fantastic website. Click on the red donate button. And when you do, follow the instructions there for the instant Google Pay, and your donations will go through electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you again to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members who are still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And as Ray has taught us, remember, verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, KYW, know your worth, and Vegas, 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 and Raleigh. So I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. And ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, Tony, a couple of weeks ago, told us if this bill does not get covered with donations, this information superstation goes dark. We're not going to hear from Ray. We're not going to hear from Tony. And the website, all that can go down if these bills are not met. So remember to send in your donation today. Thank you, Ray. Thank you, Tony. Make it a dynamite rest of the day.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank
you,
sir. Really appreciate it.
You're very, very welcome.
You're right. If it doesn't get paid, you'll know why we're not here on Friday. Anyway, thank you. We appreciate you.
Okay. That takes us to 978 area code. You are on.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Ray. Good morning, Tony.
I didn't think you'd make it to me, so I wasn't expecting it. I apologize. My name is Vanessa. I'm right down in South Florida. You've heard me in the past a few times. I mentioned my mother had won the lottery back in 1989, that mass megabucks. Mm-hmm. And I just stepped out of my now 100-year-old mom's room, where I have come to the realization that she's probably not going to make it through the week.
Oh,
and,
I'm sorry to hear that.
I was hoping she would see her only daughter make a good decision financially and have the chance to take advantage of the bounty from that, so that I've been by her side these past 2 years through this pandemic in South Florida, not being able to go home till last month. And I just want to once again thank you for the education that I've been given by both of you and
You're
the
welcome.
Members. It's probably the toughest day I've had to live through. Watching her, now I have to take her to the hospital today, and I probably won't see her come back out. I've done everything within my power to, through my energy therapy and other naturopathic methods, to try and keep her with us. We had a nice 100th birthday party, July 29th. I was certain she'd be the one closest to the RV, but not to be. So I think she would be quite happy to know that I've gained so much in the last 3 years since I made the decision to buy my first dong and dinar, that I've learned a lot, and she would be grateful to you for that. And as much as it will be hard to let her go, I know that we're close after hearing Ray talk about the woman dealing with the bankers. I've had to go back to driving Lyft again, and now have 50,000 miles on a nice new Lincoln that I thought would be just for me. So it's been a challenge, and it's getting challenging, more challenging by the week. So I really pray very hard, as my mother, you know, makes her transition, that this will be close for all of us. And I'm grateful to all the other members I've heard over the years sharing their points of view and their questions. And I look forward to meeting everyone when we all come together. But I would just ask for prayers for Josephine, who is 100 in about a month, that she go to be with Jesus in heaven if it's her time, knowing that her daughter
mm-hmm.
did everything she could to
yes.
let her enjoy the RV. And maybe she'll look down and smile, knowing that I did the right thing for her and for myself.
He said her name is Josephine?
Eternally grateful. Josephine, and she's 100
Josephine.
On July 29th.
Okay.
Yeah, if we could ask members for to light a candle. She's got so many different things going on, between a cancer wound on her shoulder to now a positive COVID diagnosis. And that I've been able to successfully have her avoid for 2 years now, so through natural medicine and natural vitamins. So just pray for her, that if it's her time,
yes, we will.
That she knows her daughter did the best that she could for her.
All
and
right.
thank you
Hang
all.
In there.
I look forward to seeing
okay.
you very
Thanks
soon,
for
because
with.
I think we're at the end of the road. God bless you both and
yep.
your family.
God bless you too. We'll pray for you, Mother.
Thank
all
you.
Right. Thank you. And yes, our prayers are with you. Everything. And hopefully she will continue on. And
I hope so.
Make sure
from the other
you
side.
Tell her when you go in there that we send our prayers. Think about it, because
yes.
I know she's been going on this journey with us. So,
she has, and every time I bring up the paper money, she says, oh, I heard about the paper money, and I stayed away from that. And I said, no, Mama, you don't understand. The paper money is going to be the thing that helps us down the road. So she always talked about it as the paper money. So we had a little
okay.
joke about that.
All righty.
So hopefully she'll
okay.
All right, thank you.
Heaven. Thank you. Have a blessed day.
All righty. You too. Thank you.
Right.
Thanks for
Bye.
Sharing. Okay, we'll squeeze this one in. 972. You're
hey,
on.
Ray. Danny
hey,
and Dallas, sir. Thank you for squeezing me. Yeah.
All right.
I identified with a lot of things that took place today. That one fellow said that he got cut off several times with a strange message. I did too, and it's the number that I've had from the beginning. So it's a little weird stuff. But let me tell you, I've got a buddy right now that's recuperating from some throat surgery. He rarely has time to talk or to listen to the call. But Ray, tell Tony that Greg lives in Texas and he has his shoes on even though he's in bed. So he's ready to roll when this thing happens. Okay? Yeah.
Okay.
He doesn't want to get left out. He's a precious friend and a good buddy. So anyway, well, thank you for the information. You got a lot of things out today. Tuesday came and went, so the banks must have been misinformed. But we'll get past that.
All right.
I'm thinking right now that the strategy is going to be forget about it and then call into the call. Because I've got buddies that can't hear the call when it happens, and they seem to be quite content. They ask me for information so I can pass it on, but that's just the way it's going to be. We are going to be rich. I am confident of that. I've got one friend who, a nice lady, elderly lady, and she'll be sad that I said that, but she says, she showed me, when I had not met her yet, she said, "Danny, you're going to recognize me. I look like Clint Eastwood in drag." So wrap your mind around that picture if you can.
Clint Eastwood in drag.
Danny,
30 years ago?
Based on that, hey, that no. might have been a meeting I wouldn't have went to.
But she's a precious friend, too, and we just had to encourage each other this weekend. Where is Texas? I told her that she was distracting herself with things she cannot control. Texas has always been there. It will be there. They just have to get information that some of the other banks don't. So we're looking forward to it. One more day, one more week, hopefully not one more month, but we'll see. Thank you so much for what you do. And by the way, that possible Dallas workshop is taking shape. And those that know me and have my contact information, y'all give me a shout if you're serious about this. Let's get it done before the RV happens. Thank you much. Talk to you guys.
All right, sir. All right, thank you.
Somebody sent me an email or a text, I can't remember, saying to ask Danny if he could have that meeting in Arlington because it's more centrally located. But whoever that was that sent it to me, ask Ray for Danny's phone number. All right, go ahead.
Okay, we're past the bottom half of the hour.
Hey, where's Marjan lady? She wasn't on Monday or Tuesday or today, huh?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't see her up here.
All right.
She was, at least I didn't skip over it.
Yeah, she's usually right in the beginning, so we'll see. Mm-hmm. Hopefully everything's okay. All right, guys, I hear some music in the background, so that's my cue. Everything is super fantastic. Good news coming out of Iraq. Good things happening since Sunday. They are well aware of what their future is. Again, I don't think it'll happen until after this Sunday. No, they are done. They said they are done. Ready and waiting, and put the lower denoms back in the ATMs and are ready with their cards. The banks are ready. They have staffed up, saying this could happen at any time. Again, I don't think till after Sunday, but they're sitting there. They're getting information. My market people did have a meeting yesterday. We're told not to put out their information, but they had a meeting, which is all we need to know. They did get an update. Maybe we'll get it later during the week. Treasury gave us their dates that they're looking at, which, again, are not till after the election. But we'll see what happens. I mean, today's Wednesday, election Sunday. No big deal as far as I'm concerned, because we can spend this time going back over our plan again, making sure we are ready when the time comes. It seems like it's coming soon. Articles out all over the place about now's the time to change the rate, about the surplus in the budget, about the price of oil being over $80 a barrel. And today, articles about they have the highest reserves in the history of Iraq. They have plenty of money and are ready to go. So we'll see what happens. Right now we're in an excellent, excellent place, and let's enjoy it. Do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. Be super fantastic while you're doing it, and share the super fantastic. We appreciate it, right? And listen to G-Man. Don't forget G-Man. All right, Ray.
Okay. That's going to do it for this Hump Day Wednesday. And we'll be back on Fantabulouser Friday, if not sooner. So keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Hang on in there. God told me to tell you it's gonna get better. else.
I believe.
Remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe.
About your future.
To stop conference recording, this session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your hump day Wednesday. We are out of here.